If you'd like to enjoy Wake Me Up completely ad-free and get access to exclusive bonus content, check out the link in the show notes for the Wake Me Up premium feed. Good morning, and welcome to Wake Me Up. I'm Tyler, your host, and this is our third day of the 7-day New Year Challenge. I'm so glad to have you here, and I hope you're enjoying it so far. Today, you'll visualize the life you want, based on the priorities you've come up with over the past couple of days. There is simply no better way to try things out and see if you like them. See if they feel right to you. Visualizing is also a great way to practice. This is what the best athletes and performers do before they have a big game or a big show. They run through their performances over and over and over, just in their mind. Studies show that this actually trains the brain, and your performance will be better because of it. And best of all, it's energy-free practice. You get to try it with no strings attached. So, I hope you're excited to practice creating the future you want in your own mind today. I sure am. But before we get up, let's take one moment just to appreciate that we have the opportunity to live a life where we can prioritize the things we choose. Life hasn't always been that way. It's truly a gift, and it's one we shouldn't take lightly. We should chase our passions and our interests and create the life we want with a real sense of vigor. Because this opportunity is truly a fleeting one. So, let's not waste another moment. Let's get up and get this day started. If you're in bed, take a big breath in. And on your exhale, roll over and make your way to standing up. All right, now that we're all standing, let's do a couple stretches to help wake the body up and loosen things out. And as always, you should only take part in these stretches if you're able to do them safely. And if you want to do a different stretch, if something else would feel better in your body today, then by all means, do that instead. My stretches are just suggestions. If you are going to come with me, then let's start with some simple neck rolls. Nice and gentle, because the neck is a sensitive area, especially first thing in the morning. All you're going to do is let your head fall over to the right side, over towards your right shoulder. And you'll feel that stretch down the left side of your neck. Again, nice and easy. And then slowly roll your head forward so that your chin comes down towards your chest. And you'll feel that stretch along the back side of your neck. And now roll it over to the left side so that your head is over your left shoulder. And you feel that stretch along the right side of your neck now. And as we do this, make sure you keep breathing. The breath is so important when you stretch because you want to open those muscles and deliver oxygen to them. So let's go around the circle one more time. Back to the center, chin to chest, and then over to the right side, back to the center, chin to the chest. Over to the left. And roll back to center one last time. Let's take one big breath. And as you exhale, bring your head and your neck back to a neutral position. Great. So let's do one more, a full body stretch this time, and it's my favorite one. If you've been here before, you already know it. So take an inhale and reach your hands to the sky. Reach all the way out of your shoulders. And on your exhale, fold forward at your waist. Let everything hang and let it all relax towards the ground. If you want to open up your lower back a little more, the best way to do that is to have a bend in your knees. Relax your neck. Relax your face. And relax your arms. All right, now slowly roll all the way back up to standing, one vertebrae at a time. And when you get there, roll your shoulders up, back, and down. Fantastic. So I hope your body is feeling a little warmer and a little looser now. If you want to do more stretches, then be my guest. You can always press pause and come back whenever you're ready. For everyone else, let's go ahead and find a comfortable seat anywhere in your home, just not in your bed. It's time for our meditation today. And you can feel free to grab a sip of water, use the bathroom, do anything like that along the way. And while you're making your way to your seat, remember those priorities that you'd come up with yesterday. What are the things you want to organize your life around, at least right now? Again, this is always a work in progress. But we have to have some sort of goal, otherwise we're not going to go anywhere, right? So remember those couple of priorities you'd come up with. And what we'll do today in our meditation is visualize what life will look like when we prioritize our time around these things. We'll see the changes that will occur to us and our day-to-day lives. I find this exercise to be something that fills me with enthusiasm. It gives me something to look forward to and something to be excited about. And I hope it does the same for you. By now, you should be in a nice, comfortable seat, and you want to be seated upright, but allow your shoulders to relax. Allow your body to settle in. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, slowly close your eyes. The first moment or so, we just want to get into a relaxed and meditative state. And the best way to do that is by following the rise and fall of your breath. You can do that by focusing your attention on your chest and just feeling that expansion and contraction. You don't need to do any kind of special breath. In fact, the best breath is the one that feels the most natural to you. You don't want to force anything. And as you follow that breath, you'll slowly draw deeper and deeper within. All right, so now, bring to mind one of those things you've decided to prioritize in your life right now. One of those things you came up with yesterday. And begin to visualize, to imagine what your life might look like just 6 months from now, if you've prioritized this thing as you hope to. What will be different about your day-to-day life? How will you spend your time differently? What's your body language like once you've had this priority for 6 months or so? How have you changed as an individual? What are the moments that you'll be able to celebrate after prioritizing this thing? What are the problems that you'll be able to diminish or avoid altogether by prioritizing this thing? Great. Now you can let this image go. And let's move to another one of those priorities you have. Bring it to mind. And again, try to visualize or imagine what your life will look like 6 months from now, after you've prioritized this thing. How is your day-to-day life different? What's changed about how you spend your time? What's changed about you, your body language, or your emotional state? What are some of the high moments you'll be able to experience by prioritizing this thing? And what are some of the problems that you'll be able to avoid or minimize by prioritizing this? All right, wonderful. You can let that image go. And again, we'll do this one last time with your final priority. So bring that image to mind and begin to create this future. Visualize this future 6 months from now, after you've spent some time prioritizing this thing in your life. What's different now, 6 months down the line, about your life, on a day-to-day, routine basis? What's different about you? What are some of the moments you'll be able to celebrate after prioritizing this? And what are some of the problems you'll be able to avoid or minimize by prioritizing this? Okay, great job. Now you can let all of that imagery, all of that visualization go. And bring yourself back to your breath. Follow that rise and fall for another moment or so. Okay, you can begin to bring yourself back out of that meditative state. Notice your feet on the floor. Notice any sounds going on around you. Maybe give your fingers and toes a little wiggle. Take one more big breath in. Fill all the way up. And as you exhale, slowly open your eyes. Every bright idea, every great adventure, every grand feat begins in the mind. We have to see it before we make it happen. It's the planting of a seed, a glimmer of self-belief that you can do something marvelous. Then we have to water and feed this little plant in order to make it grow and bloom. But it all begins as a seed, a simple thought in the mind. And today, you should be excited because you've done just that. You've planted the seed of a better life, whatever that looks like for you. Of course, you can take this seed and bring it into reality. But know that you always have the time and freedom to change course. That's part of the benefit of seeing things before you do them. You get to test them out a little and decide what's right for you. We can't know exactly what our plant will grow into when it's only at the seed stage. We have a bit of an idea, but the finer details, we just can't know yet. And that's part of the fun, to shape it in your own way as time evolves. So I hope you're proud of yourself, my friends. Seeing a better future is the first step towards creating a better future. And this morning, you've done just that. All right, friends, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you're excited about the direction you're going to take your future. I'll talk to you all tomorrow morning for day 4 of our challenge. And until then, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.